It is the Riot Podcast. Hi, guys.
Tuesday, February 21st.
I'm tired. You know what? I got up and ran this morning.
Oh, did you?
I think that might be it.
And then we had the
Pop-Tarts
from the Dunkin' Donuts line of the vanilla latte and the chocolate mocha, which will be included in this podcast. But yes, afterwards, you definitely feel a crash.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready to just go ahead and...
And listen to this podcast? Is that what you're ready for?
Exactly. That is amazing. How did you do that?
I know. That's
How did
what
you
you're...
do that?
He's excited about that. Yeah. Not sleeping or anything.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about it. So I'm going to put my headphones on now and just relax and enjoy this podcast.
Well, for the Riot Food Fight, I want to encourage you, make sure you follow Radio U Official on Instagram. You can check out our Radio U story while it's still there of our taste test for the food fight. Or just, you know, follow us and get pictures anytime we update.
All right. So we talk about your appendix in this show. Your appendix and you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about appendix health? Would you know where to point if it was hurting? You might need it.
It's your right side, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's here.
But that's my left side.
Well, okay, on my side. Stop it.
Snapchat spectacles. What to do if your proposal doesn't work out. Voting.
Wedding proposal, not like your work proposal.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, if your work proposal doesn't work out, it might be time for you to listen to what I say to Nikki about goat farming and Mars.
That could maybe help out then.
So, you know, it's interesting, the answer to both of those questions inside this podcast.
We help so well, don't we?
We do. We really do.
We're good.
That's what we do. So you guys enjoy this podcast.
Yes, have a really good day.
Remember that you can always stop by our Facebook page and say, hi, Radio U Riot. What?
My head hurts. I was going to crack my neck. And then...
Oh, I thought...
Are you
just
ready, ready?
Oh, you guys can't hear it, but it's freakish. I just assumed I'd done something wrong.
No. I've had a headache since we started the show this morning, so maybe...
I didn't have a headache till I turned the mics on. I don't know what it means.
Walked in and said good morning to you.
I don't know what it means. It is the Riot.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
You know, social media, it's a fickle, fickle friend, isn't it? You know, you could take your time and pour out something heartfelt. Like, you really got something you want to share, you want to talk about it, or, you know, or something, you take a photo of something that's important to you, and it's a big deal, and whatever, and man, people are like,
they just don't care.
You're lucky if you get a like. You're lucky if you get one comment, and if you do, it's probably sarcastic. I mean, heaven forbid they should actually say something to you that's meaningful or responds to you in a meaningful way, but you know what? You get something like a new Nintendo, and all of a sudden, everybody's like, comment, like. So what I'm learning is people don't care about you.
They don't care about you at all.
The
item that's in the picture.
Yeah.
The other stuff.
It hurts a little bit.
Well,
I'm hurt a little bit. I thought people were friends with me because they wanted to be. I thought you followed me because you cared about me as a person, but
no,
you don't.
You could take the same picture and remove said item that you got yesterday, and you would not get nearly the traction that you got.
Nowhere near. If any at all. Maybe not even any. Just none. So yesterday, this is literally all I can say. Because there are agreements that are accepted in exchange for item. But yesterday we received a Nintendo Switch.
That's it. That's all I can say. Until Thursday?
Yes. But even then,
you have to be very limited.
Thursday, there's just a little bit we can talk about.
Sure.
In fact, I probably shouldn't even have said that. But like Thursday, there will be more. And then next week,
there can be
a lot more.
Okay.
But right now, I can tell you we have it.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it. Congrats.
That's it.
Well, if you want to see said picture, we posted it on our Radio U Facebook page.
I did. I'll share it on the Riot one momentarily.
Yes. Also on Radio U Official on Instagram. You can see the picture of him and the Switch there.
Mm-hmm. There will be video coming this week.
Yes.
I'm not going to say anything more.
No more.
Actually, I can talk about video all day. There will be video.
You're not saying specifically of what
anything.
Of. You're right.
I'm not saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that'll be coming. But yeah, that happened yesterday. Was not expecting it. So that was really exciting. And then I will tell you that I think I can still say this. I haven't opened it yet. Well, it'll happen. And I'll tell you about it.
Now, Carl texted. He said he got his girlfriend an NES Classic.
For Valentine's Day,
and he received the same kind of fanfare. So yep. Carl understands. You want something
See,
on
Carl,
social networking?
People don't care about you.
No, it's about what you got that you're posting about.
We're so materialistic. Like, here, look at this thing. Yay! Here, look at me.
Can we unlike it? Or
nice
like,
person.
Can't you put something else in there?
What a nice person you are.
Well, don't take it personally.
Even How can I not take it personally? We're talking about me.
Well, it's just something you say, like to be kind. I was just trying to fill the void.
It's very personal, but don't take it that way.
Don't take it that way, okay?
Just relax. It's okay.
They love you and the Switch.
But they love the Switch more.
Well, yeah, that's obvious.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with you.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar, because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie, so.
The Riot, Radio U.
You know, I was taking some time, as I often do, to see just what in the heck is going on in Canada. And I found this in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Nikki, you've been to Edmonton. You're a big fan.
Of course.
Summer there.
Yes. Because I'm not wintering there.
They had a 24-hour traffic enforcement event where basically, like, the city of Edmonton was like, we're cracking down. I don't think they announced it. I think they just did it.
Kind of similar to when, you know, like, it's the end of the month and all the police officers are pulling people over.
Yep.
To kind of make quota.
The other thing I was going to say is, like, when your mom, for whatever reason, just decides that everything has to be clean.
Right now.
Now.
Right this weekend.
You have had that sitting out for a month. And it's like, well, then what's one more day?
But they were pulling people over?
Or Man, they were doing all of it. So they ticketed a woman who had a ferret.
In her car?
Yeah, she had a ferret around her neck, and they gave her a ticket for it.
Thank you.
Sounds like they're just writing tickets willy-nilly now.
Now, was the ferret dead, or was it some sort of, like, coat?
Oh, my gosh.
He's got to be specific.
Oh, my gosh. You just jumped to the darkest thing. Like, I was wearing the ferret's head as a hat.
Well, like a coat.
A ferret coat?
It's cold there.
Is that a thing?
I don't think so. I think it's mostly, like, mink, but not ferret.
Yeah. No, the ferret was very much alive. And out for a ride.
That's a distraction. That's a big distraction.
That's actually the ticket she got.
Yeah.
Distracted driving.
Pet just like that.
So they gave 90 distracted driving tickets, including one that involved a ferret. And in 24 hours, they issued 2,442 tickets. Sounds like taxation without representation to me. That's what that sounds like. That's a tax. They're like, hey, guys, we got to pay for this new whatever.
Get
no
on
problem.
Out there.
We'll have a little 24-hour enforcement, if you know what I'm saying.
Well,
wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
It makes you wonder how often.
Where are you going with that ferret?
How often do they do that? And it doesn't make what people were doing not wrong.
No, but it doesn't make what they were doing right.
Ooh.
Let me say that to someone, please. Actually, don't. I don't want pulled over. I don't want any conversation with law enforcement.
Because then they go back to the trunk of their car. They come back. They're like, here, son, put this around your neck. And it's a ferret.
It's a dead ferret.
Why don't you sit still and then let us write you a ticket?
Won't you step out of the car and drape this ferret over you? And
I couldn't help but notice, son, that you had a ferret on you.
You know, it's illegal to have a ferret in this state. I actually did a little research. There are two states in the union where ferrets are illegal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only two.
Illegal to what? Like
own.
To own?
You can't have a pet ferret.
Huh.
But most states allow it, though, again, she got a distracted driving.
Yeah, it wasn't about having the ferret. It was about having the ferret around your neck while you're driving.
So if you want to have a ferret in the car with you, it's fine. It just needs to be in a seatbelt.
Buckled up in the passenger seat, which
Obviously.
Would be adorable.
Yeah, but like they never would sit still for that.
That's distracted driving right there.
You got to put them in a cage.
Put them in a cage, yeah.
So.
Or it could kind of sit, you know, sometimes when you see, I normally see it being older people.
Yeah.
Who have like you think it's a stuffed animal, but it's like a cat in the back window,
right.
Ledge part of a car.
Would you have a ferret as a pet?
No, I would not.
Why not?
I don't
What's
feel,
your
like,
objection
I
can, to
I don't
a
feel like I could connect with it the same way. Well, but as like a dog or a cat.
Have you tried?
I don't want to.
To me, they just feel nervous. Like when I see a ferret, they're too fidgety. I'm just like, would you calm down?
It's kind of like that or the chinchilla thingies or like a hamster or a gerbil or a snake or a bunny or a...
What, anything that's not a dog or a cat?
Pretty much. Okay. Just not able to.
See, I could see you with a ferret. No. And I'll just tell you right now, every time I see a ferret or someone says ferret, I can't disconnect from a terrible memory I have.
And don't say the memory. You're not allowed to.
I'm telling the memory.
You're not allowed to.
We don't have to say who it is.
Okay, but it's not him or I. It's someone else.
No, we did not do this, but I will tell you that there is a band that we played on Radio U that someone had a ferret, and they weren't allowed to have ferrets in that apartment. So rather than, you know... taking this to the Humane Society, letting it out, whatever. They filled the bathtub and took a tennis racket and drowned the ferret. Oh, my God.
And it's not funny.
Oh,
but
my God.
When you hear this story.
Who does that?
That's all you can do is just laugh because your mind just shuts down.
I did laugh because I'm just like, it's not real.
I know. You don't even think it's not real. It's not real.
It's hot in here.
No, I know. Exactly.
It's
your body
here.
Doesn't know how to take the news of what they did.
Oh, let's see. Alan just texted. He said, ferrets are considered an exotic pet in Newark, Ohio. They're a great pet. Ours wrestles with our wiener dog.
Oh, cute.
Nikki, it's time for you to get a ferret. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, well, we'll just... Are they expensive?
If it doesn't work out, I got a tennis racket.
Now,
that you can play with.
When the riot says it's not you, it's them, it actually is them. No, seriously, they are the problem.
People like them have problems. It's a social fact.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Got to be real for just a minute. If you're asking yourself what you want to do today, that's a terrible way to start. Because let me tell you what, you've got almost nothing on your schedule you want to do
today.
You're
not going to want to do anything.
If we start asking ourselves what we want to do, we're going to stop with going back to bed and that's it. Then you're going to spend time in bed thinking about ways that you, like, what can you cancel today? That's what I do. I'll lay there and think like, okay, what if I told them, do I still have my appendix? I do. Okay, well.
That can go.
Appendicitis.
Yes.
Which can be very serious.
And you can get several days out for that.
Yeah. So that's a good one. I always...
Then if you have any appendicitis stuff in the future, you can call it a complication of your previous thing.
You guys remember when I had appendicitis back
in whatever? Something's
wrong. Yeah.
They left something in there. They left my appendix.
Well, that's the thing is you don't want to lie about surgery. Surgery, you can't lie
Someone's
about that.
Someone's going to want to see the scar.
Yeah, like you can't. And then you'll be like, it was orthoscopics. Orthoscopics. You don't know what you're talking about.
It was elective.
Don't put yourself
surgery
in that position.
Yes.
You want to wait until, like, surgery you don't lie about, but the inflammation.
Oh, yeah. Or that you were afraid that they were going, the doctors were worried that you were going to need the surgery, but it was a miracle.
They said,
by the end, you were fine.
They said what I needed was I really needed recliner rest.
Yes.
So, like, I can still be signed into Xbox Live, and it's cool. I can still be on Netflix, but, like, I'm not supposed to get up too much.
Sure.
Though I do, I need a lot of liquids. And
they didn't say what. It's not water.
They didn't say.
It's not water, but you just need to hydrate with something.
Do you see what your feelings have done? Your feelings have got you lying about surgery. Your feelings.
Feel pretty good about it.
See, and you feel good.
An elaborate web that we weave.
What I'm trying to tell you is that you can't always trust your feelings. I'm not saying you don't feel things. I'm just saying that sometimes feelings lead us in very wrong directions. So here's what you need. You need something outside of yourself. Go ahead, Nikki.
Before you know it, you are having surgery because you lied your way into symptoms. And they're afraid for you.
The doctor's like, we got to get you in right away.
And then you're just trying to still walk it out so you don't get caught. So you're like, okay.
Take it out. I like the idea that your boss and your doctor are working together.
Yeah, like they're conferring with each other.
Oh, hey. Go ahead, walk him all the way into surgery.
See who cracks first. Like it's a big game of chicken.
Who blinks?
Yes. You're like, no, it still flinches? Hurts. We should take it out just in case.
Oh, but see, feelings lead you to
trouble.
False surgeries, lies, et cetera, et cetera. What Nikki and I are trying to tell you is this. How you feel today, not necessarily reality. Whether you feel amazing or the worst, keep this in mind. God loves you no matter how you feel. And as you're on your way to fake surgery, tell yourself, I could have avoided all of this if I had just taken a few minutes to talk to God about reality versus my feelings. If you don't have a relationship with God, you should start one. God actually helps me deal with my laying in bed fake surgery days, or maybe just days when I get up and think, I'm such a terrible person. I suck at everything. Even those days, those feelings aren't true either. God loves you. Get in touch with reality. Say, Jesus, I want that. I need help with these feelings. I don't want this surgery. You know, whatever it is, come into my life. Fill me with your spirit. I want to know something better. And God is all about that. And, you know, not fake surgery.
I mean, you can't guarantee you wouldn't have needed it in the future.
Yeah, and I mean, you're going to get a couple of days off.
You were just a little early with it.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
You know what's harder than getting engaged? Breaking it off. Woo! I had a friend of mine. She had that thing where, like, the guy proposed in front of a huge group of people and all this stuff, and she didn't want to embarrass him.
Oh, so she said yes then, but she didn't really want to?
No, so then afterwards she was like, no.
Aw.
Dude, what do you, like, okay, wow, this is not what we were going to talk about at all, but what would you rather have happen? Have her just say no in front of everybody? No in front of everybody.
Because then if not, if she says yes and then word gets around like, oh,
then
you guys
are
engaged.
Tell everybody.
Yeah, it's like you're going through it twice.
Yeah, so just want, but then again, man, like in front of everybody, that the tough thing about that is like for the girl, I mean, like good on her. If she doesn't want to marry you, she shouldn't, obviously. But like,
and you'll be thankful for that later on that you did not.
Man, if you were put in that circumstance, all those people expecting you to say one thing and you're like,
that's when you can say maybe.
Can we talk about this in another
later
room?
I mean, we'll see, which never means anything good.
Oh my gosh, we'll see at an engagement would be
terrible.
No, it'd be the best. Like, well, we'll see if you're good.
Yeah. If not, we're going to turn this relationship right on around.
You're good. But breaking off an engagement can be hard and expensive. Now, I don't know anything about that because I have no money, so whatever.
Well, sometimes they say it's expensive because of the ring.
Well, and this is where we are. Brad Moss and Amy Bzura. We actually talked about them a couple of months ago about a lawsuit involving the engagement ring, the $125,000
engagement ring, which is why they're fighting about it.
Nikki, $125,000?
That's massive.
It's just for the ring. We're just getting started. Now, that lawsuit has been dropped because she has finally decided after many months to give the ring back. In the lawsuit, Brad was saying that Amy was willfully and maliciously keeping the ring.
Sounds like a mediator or something. Brad and Amy.
They say all the problems started when the families got into a fist fight before the wedding, and the wedding ended up getting canceled. So, I mean, who hasn't been at a wedding where there was a fist fight?
Actually, no, never.
Anybody?
No.
Okay.
We read about plenty of them.
It does happen, I guess.
But I know most people, you don't want to go to the wedding in the first place, but
boy,
would a fight make it more entertaining and glad you went? Or would you then be very upset that you went?
Or would you be willing to get in a fight to keep from having to go?
To get out of the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question, too.
Let's talk it all the way through. Also, just to let you know that Amy's dad is suing Brad's dad over the cost
of
the wedding.
What are you doing?
So the wedding, $325,000.
All right. And the ring stuff. So they got some fighting going on.
I'm telling you, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, just elope. Get out. Take the money and run. Whoa. Take the money and run. Just get out. And then, you know, nobody has to come and you're married. Whee! Vegas, baby!
Or if you break up, no one really pays attention to it and you're fine.
I'm suing them for the $120 at the wedding chapel.
The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm a grown man going to a comic book movie at midnight.
The Riot with Nikki.
It's your friend Brenda! She's coming!
The Riot on Radio U.
You know, Nikki sent me a news article that basically has nothing to do with anything, but it was the photo that she really wanted to focus on. And the third photo in the news article features a man laying in bed, and he has somehow connected an arm to the wall or the ceiling so that he can watch something on his phone without having to hold his phone.
It looks like, and then he's got like,
he's got a surge protector.
Yeah, he's got a power strip with a lot of things charging. He also has a lot of tape on the wall, but these are like
Don't focus on that.
These are like talking about these bunker homes that people live in these old bomb shelters underground in China. And that setup, it just reminded me of back in the day when I wanted something to hold an iPad or my phone so that you could be laying in bed and just kind of watch it. Because I used to drop my phone on my face all the time.
She's come in with scars.
I had a little scar on my nose. So I thought, hey,
beauty
that's
marks,
a simple...
really.
Well, no, that was a scar. But I thought, well, that's a simple little sort of... I don't know, one of those bendy things that mm-hmm. you can manipulate to go which way. And then it's got a little...
it's got a clip on the end.
Little clip on the end, yeah.
I actually have, that's the kind of phone mount I have in my car.
Yeah, in your car.
I basically never use it unless I'm going on a road trip because I need something to help me find my way to, whatever.
So I use it for GPS. One of those with a longer arm.
Why don't you have one yet?
I don't
know. That's what I was thinking looking at this. I'm like, how many years?
Has it been? But then I think I'm fine just... If I lay to the side, I can just hold my phone that way. Just fall asleep.
You need to invest. Like, it's time.
Where am I going
to
put it?
Well, you just put it on your bed, next to your bed. And it's like,
okay. So am I supposed to attach it to, like, my nightstand or something?
Look, they make something that will do what you want it to do.
Yeah,
okay?
But I don't want it anymore, like, if it's a big thing.
Well, what if it's not? Okay, what if it's something that would, like, attach? I have no idea what your headboard looks like, but I'm assuming you have one.
I have a headboard, yeah.
Okay, what if it was something that attached to your headboard?
Yeah,
and
I didn't think something would fit that.
What do you... Okay.
It's a bigger headboard.
Talk to me about fit, okay?
So, I don't know how you could clamp it to something.
It's got
to
have a clamp on it, right?
Yeah, but then now we're just talking. This doesn't seem like it has a clamp. This seems like it's attached to the ceiling, an exposed electric, wiring system.
All right. Here's my Amazon search is phone bed mount. All right. Look like we're getting somewhere right here. I actually think I have found the item that guy is using in that photo.
It looks like a selfie stick, but it's bendable.
Yeah. Take a look at that right there.
And it's purple.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that does look like it.
It's a different color.
The rotating universal flexible long arms mobile foam holder mount lazy clip-on holder kit hands.
Well, it's coming from China. They have a tendency to just
put add all the
anything.
Words in there. Yeah, okay. That actually looks a lot like it.
No, this one's only 6 inches long, though. You're going to need something bigger than
With some length.
Let's see. This one... Well, I guess what I'm saying is...
Breit Universal Cell Phone Clip Holder Lazy Bracket Flexible Long Arms for iPhone GPS Devices.
Well, that sounds like it.
Fit on desktop, bed, mobile, stand for bedroom, office, bathroom, and kitchen.
Here's one that has a clamp.
It has a clamp on it?
Like, those clamps are like, that's never going to work, but this is a clamp that might actually work. Like, it looks kind of like a screw-down clamp on one
end.
Sure.
Why is that only $9 for the one I was looking at?
Well, for one of two reasons. Either, you know, it's misunderstood and it's on a discount, or it's so poorly made, it is going to break your face.
Yes, exactly.
This one seems really... No, that is a... This one seems really big, and then... And you realize it's a forced perspective shot, so it's super close to the camera, and the girl watching it is way far away.
Yep.
Oh, shame on you guys for such a photo.
They're lying.
Look at that. Well, I don't know if you can trust somebody that posts a photo like that for their product. But see, this just comes back to, wow, that's something.
What? Oh,
boy, Nikki, there's a lot of copycats in this market, but there's some interesting, unique products here that I think have you laying in bed even longer.
I don't have long enough. I don't have enough time in bed. That's why I want to make it count.
I know. Well, and that's why I'm looking to combine these things. I'm going to help you.
This stuff is weird.
I'm going to help you get less sleep, less quality sleep.
Look at this one that I'm sending you. It seems... I don't quite understand what type of holder this thing is for an iPad or a phone.
Yeah.
But it's...
That's the one I was looking at. That's the one? Yeah.
This one goes on like the arm of a sofa.
The clamp champion.
This one goes on a sofa.
Yeah, well, you know, that's nice.
Yeah, but I'm not near the sofa.
Yeah, okay, now we're getting somewhere. You start going through the customers who bought this, also bought this. And I got it. There's
some
things.
Options here. Okay.
There's definitely things
well,
here.
When I saw that picture of the guy in China, I was like, well, look at that setup that he has. I just want something simple like that. And that reminded me of all the times we tried to find a setup for the phone.
I just can't believe you haven't done it yet. It seems to me like you're a go-getter. You make things happen. It seems to me like this would be something that you would have made Eric do a long time ago.
I tried, but it always involved, you know, like the lighting stands that he has? Like these big, big, heavy stands that something can be clipped on. And
once you start looking at it, you'll forget all
I don't
about
care.
Like the arm. You'll just see the phone.
But when I saw his, this guy, I thought, well, that's just a simple little clamp thing.
He's got it taped to the ceiling.
Yes,
isn't that
does.
What you want? Don't you just want to tape it to the ceiling?
No, that's why I have to figure
it's
out
perfect.
That end. I got to figure out where to clamp it to figure it out.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation. Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot. Obviously. Radio U.
Nikki, how do you feel about some spectacles?
Spectacles, you know, if you would have asked me before Instagram story came out, then I would have maybe been interested in Snapchat spectacles. But I use Snapchat so rarely nowadays that...
What about Instagram stories has made you jump
I like Instagram
away from...
more than I like Snapchat.
Is it the interface that you like more?
Yeah. No,
okay.
I just always liked the app a lot better.
Okay.
I liked just connecting with people that way.
The gooey.
The heart of it. Snapchat was always fun, but just never, you know, I enjoyed it, but just never as much.
Okay. Well, then save your $129 plus tax and shipping.
But the glasses, I think, look nice, which help.
Okay.
I think they have a great shape to them.
Well, Snapchat spectacles, which have only been available at the pop-up, like, electronic locations.
Yeah.
You can now order them online, which, whoa, like, it's...
$100-something?
Like, yeah, they're $129 on... like straight from them, and they say that they'll get to you in 2 to 4 weeks. But if you want a pair right now on eBay, they run between $700 and $900.
Yeah, no, thank you. You could wait 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can.
If not, it's fun. I watched a video of if you buy them, they come basically out of a vending machine. So that would be a fun experience. I would be tempted if I was right there in front of one. But if you're just ordering it from online, just might as well wait.
Dude, if you're telling me I could drop $130 at a vending machine and then sell them for $700 on eBay, where's that vending machine?
I'm coming. Doesn't mean people are buying them. It does not mean that.
Well, that is true.
But now that they're finally available through Snapchat, officially through their website, then you just have to wait a little bit.
So, but you're out. Not interested.
I would want to see them first. I don't wear sunglasses a whole lot.
Okay.
But it depends. And I wish, part of me wishes... that a lot of times where you would want to wear them, I wouldn't want to wear sunglasses inside.
Right.
So I wouldn't...
I think these are for people with an active lifestyle.
True.
They're outside doing things.
I don't have the confidence to wear sunglasses inside and be like, yeah, this is totally okay the whole time.
Nikki's snapping for her story. Here I am laying in bed looking up at my TV, which I just mounted with tape.
This is all I'm doing. But I would want to try them out first before I would just buy them.
They don't have that option.
Well, if
I'm
you
sorry.
Find a friend who has them or something, anybody?
Right.
No,
but,
no one
Nikki,
has them.
They need you to be that friend.
To lead the charge.
That has them so that you'll buy them. That I think that's how that probably works. So they're out there. Well, kind of. They're out there. But if you want to order them now online, in a month, you can have them.
They'll get to you.
Wow. You know what I paid for my glasses? They're prescription glasses. I bought them online for $24.
The prescription part was what was actually the money on them.
The frames were like a quarter.
Oh, that's where he shops.
Yeah. I need to upgrade, though. I need to get myself some snoggles, goggles, spectacles.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's the Riot on Radio U.
How much do you think, let's just think in the course of you and I doing the Riot, how much do you think you've changed? Do you think that at your core, you're mostly the same?
Probably mostly the same, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you and I have become more similar over time, maybe.
We're molding into one personality.
So at least as far as the show is concerned, where maybe I would have wished would we have been more different. What would the dynamics of the show be if we were more different in more areas?
I think we're pretty different. I think that the problem is we're more accepting of our differences.
Yes, but I feel like the heart of our attitudes is extremely similar.
Yeah.
And that leads us to our
you couldn't put someone like us with a go-getter. Because after a while, the amount of tension that would begin to happen...
Yeah, would be too much.
What happens was, we'd end up just bringing them down. Eventually, they'd just be like, yeah, I don't care about anything, anymore. It's fine.
Sorry, that could happen.
So, this is a fascinating study, and they're very transparent about the fact that, like, hey, there's a lot of things about this that don't work and there are issues, but it is a personality study that takes a look at people now that they are 77 years old. They had a class of, let's see, students. They were 14 years old in 1947. They were given a personality test.
Mm-hmm.
And now, 63 years later, they've been given another personality test so that they can check the results.
And so they can check themselves?
Well, what they have found is that who you are as a teenager is not remotely who you are when you're in your 70s.
When you're 70s?
Now, there's an element of like, well, no kidding. Of course not, you know, because you're old.
Yeah, but don't you feel like sometimes there's always those parts of you that are just no matter what age you are, that's how you act. Like, that's why you are the way you are.
And they say that according to this, that's not true.
You can't expect a change.
They are saying that if you look at the actual personalities, they have completely changed by the time you're in your 70s. So like teenage you and whatever you, not like vastly different.
I might be more interested in this article if they gave us a lower number. Like, I don't think about 70s at all.
Like, who am I going to be in my late 20s?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is the difference between those 10 years compared to, like, you know, am I even making it to 70? So I don't know. I don't know what my personality will be.
I'm holding out.
Yeah.
I hope to be nice.
Like, I always want to still be nice, but yeah. I don't want to become like too grumpy or too angry or too whatever. Like sometimes we see 70-year-old people being.
I think that's a choice.
You think so?
Well, let me... Okay.
But don't they say the way, way older you get is almost like the way, way younger you are? Like, you just don't care? Like, you don't care how you act?
See, even that, this was not headed this direction,
sure.
But here's what I think. I think that at the core of who we are, like, I think we are, we're selfish and broken and we all have issues. And I think that if you choose through the course of your life to deal with those things, I think that you could enter into a very fun and exciting, like
chapter.
older years, like kind of thing. But I think what I see happen to a lot of people is their unwillingness to deal with core issues that they have. So they begin to massively reemerge as they get older because they no longer have work to think about.
They don't care about suppressing it.
A lot of the social responsibilities. And so the issues that they've run from their entire life, they now really have to face as they get older.
Sure.
Which is why I'm an advocate of working on things now.
Just take care of problems, you know, before you get that old.
Well, the personality study, they say that one of the biggest limitations is the sample size is not very big. It's like about 1,200 people. And then they say, only 174 of them did the second questionnaire. I don't know if they didn't make it or they couldn't find them. I don't know.
Why weren't they there?
They said the sample size was small. And then the other thing that they said was that like the 77-year-olds were all given this test and it was self-administered, but the one when they were 14, it was not self-administered, but self-reported.
Sure.
And then when they were 14 back in the 40s, the teachers answered the questions for them. So it's possible that, you know, 70 years ago, they may have answered those questions differently.
Wrong.
Yeah. But still the idea of like, you think you're just going to always be the same and they're like, uh-uh.
Like, I just thought I'd be older, Nikki.
Right now, I that's what I thought. And the thing, you know, what concerns me is, like, I don't think I'm growing up at all. So, like, when does that happen?
It's The Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U. The Riot.
The founder of today's feast, one Zach, of IRS and sports fame. Zach, tell us what you brought.
What's up, guys? I brought Pop-Tarts. Fan favorite here on the Riot, but the specific flavors, vanilla latte and chocolate mocha.
So these are the ones by Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts, so they're brand.
And you've never had these before?
I've never had them before.
Okay. I've never had their coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, like the vanilla latte or the other one.
Have you ever had that?
No, I've not.
Don't even know what to like.
I mean, I just have like their normal
drip I've had their stuff, sure.
Which is, we kind of have here.
Let me tell you this, so Zach warmed them up.
I put them in the toaster.
They're so much better. We were going to taste test it cold, and that would not have been right. Yeah.
But that's not how you drink your coffee.
That's correct.
Okay,
well,
so
except for cold brew, but well, no, even OB heats that up. So can we do the vanilla one first?
Well, I see you reached for that first. Yeah. All right, Zach, you ready?
Vanilla latte. Here we go.
So, vanilla latte Pop-Tart from Dunkin' Donuts. That's probably pretty good.
Not bad.
I like vanilla.
I don't like it.
You don't like the latte aftertaste?
I think it's the latte part. Which, I mean, I'll drink a latte, but I feel like in the Pop-Tart, it doesn't... You know what? It tastes...
It feels like I'm chewing my coffee.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't like that.
There might be some beans in here. I'm not quite sure. Grounds.
What is it? All right, wait. Let me see the box.
I like that one a lot.
The box says vanilla latte, naturally and artificially flavored... That's all.
They're trying to put off on there.
I was wondering if it was going to say something else about like beans or I don't know, whatever.
No,
something.
Probably not.
Ingredients includes caffeine, maybe.
Mm, yeah, all right. So,
I love vanilla so much.
Really? See, that might be it.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Are you not a vanilla fan, Obi?
I'm not a, I don't hate it.
All right.
But I don't know that I seek it out.
All right, so this is the chocolate one?
Yeah, chocolate mocha. Moving on
chocolate
to that.
Chocolate mocha?
Okay, here we go.
I like Pop-Tart. Chocolate mocha.
Yeah, this actually to me tastes more like coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Like coffee. Like less of the bitterness of the latte flavor.
Sure. But if you didn't know, this could just be a chocolate Pop-Tart.
I was going to say, it almost tastes like a chocolate Pop-Tart or maybe an Oreo one.
Or like a hot fudge Pop-Tart.
Yes.
It tastes a lot like that.
I'd say, as far as ones that taste more like coffee, I feel like the vanilla latte one does. For some reason. Even though, like, in reality, lattes aren't actually coffee.
I've
got a little bit of it. But it's more milk than anything.
That tastes... No. You know what, dude? I taste the coffee in that. I really do.
So of course, one to
keep
me.
In mind that like I brew peppermint mocha coffee with some frequency. So to me, that's like what coffee tastes like.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it tastes like.
Well, I don't know,
They're
Zach.
Not bad, though.
Do you think you'd go in, like, now that you've had one of each, would you buy another box?
I'd say so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Would you buy
it's coffee flavored.
Would you buy it over like s'mores or cookie dough or something like that?
It'd be right up there to cookie dough.
Okay. All right.
I would let Zach buy the vanilla latte Pop-Tarts to bring into work again, too.
And then you...
I would just eat one.
Well, Nikki, do you feel like you want to toast another one or are you good?
I could have more of the vanilla one. That one's actually quite good.
Okay.
Well, we could feel free to toast some more.
Yeah, you're up for that. All right. Well, Zach, thanks for
bringing them in.
Pop-tarting and taste testing.
Oh, sure thing.
And food fighting.
And it's coffee.
Yeah. Well, speaking of coffee
and food, it's anything.
Yeah, no one here is done. Like, they're not done with their coffee. So now you guys got to go actually drink your more coffee.
I'm actually ready.
Ready to go get more?
Those Pop-Tarts prepared me for more coffee for sure.
It's not like it replaces it.
No. It complements it.
The Riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the Riot.
I want to take a minute, Nikki, and salute what I would call a real American. Somebody that's out there in the streets making it happen. Someone that's putting the people above the special interests and the lobbyists and the the light bulb manufacturers. You know what I'm talking about?
Who is it?
I'm talking about California State Assemblyman Kansan Chiu. Now, you'll all remember him from last year. When he tried to get daylight savings time taken off the books.
Yeah, that's a hero right there.
And you know what? They voted it down there in the California State Assembly, so guess what he's doing now? He's introduced a piece of legislation to try to take it to the people. To let the people of California vote on whether or not they want to deal with this stupid daylight saving time. So here's what I want to do. I want to take it national.
I know, why? Why... We can do... There's so many unhappy people across this great nation of ours who want to get rid of it.
I hate the time change. You're like, you're just saying that because you're going to spring forward. Nope.
Everybody hates it. We all hate it.
Wrong. Just
that is such an old thing from back in the farmer's day where maybe they needed that time shift, but we don't.
I don't need it. It messes with me. It takes me like a week to get my act together. And people say, no. 1 hour equals 1 day. Wrong. You're wrong. It takes me way longer to get adjusted to it. So why not give me the choice? If this is government of the people, by the people, for the people, then how about we just go ahead and put a little daylight saving time on a ballot?
Well, I also feel like it would be nice if we got something every so often. I feel like a lot of legislative stuff is not directly, like, they'll put in the things that they care about and kind of push ours to the side. This is something we all really could care about.
We could really go for this,
Yeah, we really could
Nikki.
Use something.
So, you know what? Is there, and I'm completely serious, text or call or tweet or whatever at Radio U or 8772 Radio U. I would sincerely like to know, does anybody think to themselves, yes, time change.
We're changing time.
Is there someone out there? Like, is this group, this contingency of people out there that I've never talked to, that I don't know anything about, that are just like, oh man, this is the best. I love it when the clocks change. Is that a thing?
Said no one ever. I mean, maybe again, back in the day, but not now.
David just texted in. He says that it was invented by a couple of guys in Europe so they could play more golf. This may not be true,
David. I don't know about that.
All right. Okay. All right. So I would love if we would leave the clocks alone. Time zones? Yes. Just randomly rolling clocks backwards and forwards? Let's just cut it out.
It's the Ryan.
You have the worst personality of anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
On Radio U.
You guys are aware that we've got this career path planned out for Nikki following the riot, where she's going to be raising baby goats and selling the milk and making her money that way.
Well, no, Obi just likes to joke about what I could be doing after the riot. And an article a while ago was about a lady who left her high power career opportunity that she was doing.
Two different women,
and one went
different parts of the country
and made a goat farm and found happiness that way.
They both have goat farms now, and they both have happiness.
Even though I will say someone, it was so cute for my birthday, they were saying, oh yeah, they're in Nashville, but they were going to get me a baby goat.
That's great.
But I'm not ready to start a farm, so I don't know what to do with it.
Well, you know what? You got all kinds of animals at home. I'll bet you that baby goat and your
fits
cats
right
and dogs
in.
Would just fit right in.
I don't know about that.
And you know what? You could have a YouTube series about it. How, like, you
Aww,
know what?
Now that'd actually be cute.
It could be Nikki's farm or down, like, there's... We'll workshop it a little bit, but we could come up with something for that. And that could be your whole thing where it's all about all these different animals that come together and live together, even though you maintain your high power urban lifestyle.
Yeah, I still want to be working.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she still is an influencer and she's still, I mean,
a mover and a shaker.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, we got a whole thing happening here, Nikki. Don't you deny it.
But now, if I want to become a goat farmer, that's an option.
The other thing that we were looking at is sending Nikki to Mars. And that's something that I personally am very excited about. It'll be hard to say goodbye to her. And as Elon Musk says, our first round of people must be prepared to die.
To not come back.
That's what he said right there. They must be prepared to die.
I'm just saying not even the first group of people, but unfortunately a lot. And I don't want to be in that group. Don't send me to Mars.
Well, Nikki, you're going to go of your own free will once we put you under the influence of this drug.
Hypnotize me to do it.
And begin hypnotizing you that you just can't stop thinking about the red planet. So Elon Musk's SpaceX program has just announced that they were going to be sending their Dragon to Mars next year. It's an unmanned probe, basically, but they were saying that that's going to have to wait. It'll be back in 2020 is when they're actually going to end up sending it.
So wait, when are they going to send people then? Well, if the Dragon comes first.
Well, the Dragon...
Said me never on this show.
Well, we don't know yet when they want to send people.
Meaning, like, I never get to say Dragon.
It's
been a while.
We should talk more about
dragons. It just sounds great. When's the Dragon coming back?
So the idea is this would be an unmanned thing, but what they want to do, and man, this is awesome. Like, they basically want to build a spacecraft in orbit that they use to send back and forth to Mars, and they can send 100 people at a time. So it goes out to Mars, basically drops everybody off, and then
comes back
and gets your next wave of people.
You can get back on if you want to come back, right?
No. Like, that's,
if it's going back and forth.
I mean, I'm not saying that's not possible, but I will tell you that I don't think they're really thinking of, in those terms.
They're not thinking of bringing you back?
No.
Okay.
If you're going, you're staying.
I want to stay.
But Nikki, somebody's got to build a radio station
ever,
on Mars.
Haven't you ever gone on vacation and not like the hotel where you stayed at and you just want to, you know, go somewhere else or come home?
I've just been thrilled to have a place to stay that I got to go on vacation at all.
Even to Mars?
Well, I mean, I haven't been to Mars yet.
Well, that'd be something.
We'll have to see, you know, if it turns out. Is Matt Damon going to be there? He seems like a nice guy.
I'm going to still pass on this. I'll be a goat farmer before I go to Mars.
Okay. Well.
And you can quote me on that.
Don't
when
worry,
I'm done with the riot.
I will.
And I'm ready to choose the next step.
I will. But I still think, well, I mean, these are both great career options for you. And I think you're going to fit into either one of them almost seamlessly. Like, the transition will be so smooth.
I don't know. I don't think I'd be very nice if you forced me onto the Mars thing. I might be mean.
You think so?
Because I don't want to go.
No, come on. Nikki, I've watched you do a ton of things you hate. And you've done fine.
With a smile on my face.
This is just one more for the rest of your life.
That might be pushing it.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Want to shove the riot in your pocket and make them talk on demand?
Blah, blah, blah.
The Worst of the Riot is now a daily podcast.
Now let's get this on the internet immediately.
Download it now or listen through the Radio U app.
You know, the Shamrock Shake is back. Because here's the thing. With Valentine's Day over, we have got to get focused on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
When is St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
When is St. Patrick's Day? Friday, March 17th.
St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, so that's coming up. But then when was Fat Tuesday? That's not today,
right? Fat Tuesday is 1 week from today. Fat Tuesday with Mardi Gras stuff is next week.
Okay. All right. This is good. Like, we're getting reasons to celebrate again. Because you know what? Like, we haven't had a holiday since last week. So we got Fat Tuesday next Tuesday. Then we got Ash Wednesday. Boom. It's a twofer. And then we're looking.
I don't think Ash Wednesday, though, is really like the celebration part of that. So
you get the ash on your forehead?
No, and I know, isn't that when you're supposed to stop doing something for the days till Easter? Some people
do. I don't like it when people tell me what to do.
To do? Yes, I know that, and I also live in that world, okay? So this isn't where they're supposed to be telling you what to do, but you're supposed to, like, think of something, like
you're
a resolution.
To, yeah, it starts Lent, it's so you're supposed to fast for 40 days.
It's like in January when you start seeing people like, I'm not posting on Facebook, you know, like they'll give up that, or they'll give up red meat or something. Or
I'd give up Facebook. For 40 days.
Stop muttering over
if it
there.
Wasn't for
You're
this
muttering.
Job. What, huh?
Just say it.
Can we get focused?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So back on St. Patrick's Day, what really matters? I had a Shamrock Shake yesterday.
Did you? Did you try the chocolate mint one or just the mint?
No, I went with just straight Shamrock Shake mint. And what do they taste like?
I haven't had one in years. I could not tell you.
What is
I don't
that
even
flavor?
Know.
What is it? Because
it's just vanilla and you're just
no,
you're visualizing
no,
it.
No, it's not. It
you're taking
not.
The green visually and you're making it a taste to it.
No, it kind of almost tastes like mint, but it doesn't. That is not a mint. Like, there might be a mint flavoring, but there's something else in it. What is a Shamrock Shake? Aside from
you
scary.
You want to Google that too? I mean, we Googled when is St. Patrick's Day. So.
What is the flavor of a Shamrock Shake? What do they say?
I think McDonald's wants you to ask, well, what do you think it is?
Okay. Initially, the shake was lemon lime flavored with vanilla ice cream, lemon lime sorbet, and a vanilla syrup.
What year was that?
Hey, look, I'm reading you Wikipedia. Do you want me to read Wikipedia to you or not?
Sure, go ahead. I love to hear you read Wiki to me.
It's the best.
Great. Let me get comfortable. I want to lay down while you're reading.
Put your feet up.
Yes, please.
By 1973, the shake was merely a green-colored vanilla shake, eliminating the lemon-lime sherbet.
It's not hard.
But there's not another R in it. It is now mint flavored.
Yes. So we've gone full circle there.
Which
it's mint.
I don't think it's mint flavored. It's something else.
It's artificially mint flavored.
Artificially. Now, what does that taste like? It's a weird one. And when I got done with it yesterday, I thought...
Well, did you drink it all if you didn't like it, or...
I mean, I had to get the whole fact. Don't you think?
Of course.
I mean, that's what I was thinking. I want to
taste
it all.
Thanks for telling
us
that you had the shake yesterday.
Well, Nikki, how else am I supposed to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
That's a good question.
This might be the only non-alcoholic option out there.
You don't want a milkshake pub crawl to all the McDonald's? You get on the bike and the pub crawl thing, and you go from like milkshake place to milkshake place?
Don't they have that?
I mean,
but they should.
That'd be amazing.
What if instead you just drove to McDonald's and had one of each of their different kinds of shamrock
shakes?
That
could be the milkshake crawl.
I don't know.
You just drive your car.
The girl at the window, when she handed me the shamrock shake, she goes, "These are so good."
Well, that's because they're sampling their own stash.
That girl was definitely hooked on her own stash.
She's got a problem with it.
She was seriously pumped about handing me that shamrock shake.
About selling it to you?
Yeah, she was excited about it.
That's because she's your dealer.
That made me excited about it. And then when I was actually drinking it, it was like, what? Can you, excuse me, come back around in the drive-thru. Can you tell me what this is?
This was the worst of the riot. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The Riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
Eat it, stare machine! We are done!